Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Metroplex. We're all back. Good to be here. Glad you're waking up with a shout out to the 6 a.m. club here on DFW Sports Station. Sean, RJ, Troy, and Roy on the home of the Cowboys. What is going on with Jason Garrett? Is it going to be G-Day today? Is this going to carry over until tomorrow? They try to bury it under the news cycle. And the one way to excuse what Jerry and Steven are doing. We'll get to that coming up next. But first, around the rest of the NFL, it has been busy. Man, the Redskins, they made a lot of respectable hires. Mm. They go and get Ron Rivera, who then hires Jack Del Rio as their defensive coordinator in D.C. A couple of quotes from former Ron Rivera players. All right, Josh Norman, when asked if he would change the culture, Ron Rivera, Carolina. Josh Norman, quote, everything that you see today would be different. Gerald McCoy, who went from Tampa to Carolina, what would you tell Redskins players in the light of this news? In light of this news, quote, the greatest thing in their careers is about to happen. Jack Del Rio defenses finished number two overall in 2002, 2012, and third in 2014. So Ron Rivera, Jack Del Rio, damn, Choppy, that is a respectable pair in D.C. until Dan Snyder messes it up.
Yeah, it is. It is a respectable pair. And you know, I don't know.
Like, wouldn't you have just felt solid? Like, if the Cowboys, it's not flashy, it's not as sexy, but if the Cowboys went and just had those two hires, since Chris Richard is interviewing with the New York Giants and Jason Garrett is still here, wouldn't you have felt like on solid, firm ground?
Yeah, those are professionals. Those are pros. Those guys, old pros. Now, have they decided on Norv Turner yet as the OC? I haven't seen anything either. But you know, Ron and Norv have been together for a little bit. Now, as people say on Twitter, that would bring their average age of their coaching staff to like 90.
Yeah.
But you have experience, a lot of experience, and you know, Del Rio was with that Denver team that, you know, had really, really good defense. They went to the Super Bowl one year, and then, you know, obviously he leaves. They bring Wade in. They have an all-time great, you know, defense, but the players were there, and he was a large part in bringing some of those guys in, and he's just been around forever. Coach's coach. He's a coach's coach. And Rivera obviously has that same kind of thing, and if they bring Norv Turner, I mean, you've got a really solid coaching staff.
So Ron Rivera, Jack Del Rio, and Chase Young. For the Redskins offseason.
Yeah.
They got the number two pick.
Yep. And now they may trade out of it. Like, if they were smart, if there's a second, if
well,
Tua's,
Chase Young's supposed to be, you know, generational in some people's eyes.
Right, but if Tua checks out, like if his injuries check out.
Not taking a quarterback.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Somebody else might want to jump in there and give you a lion's share of picks. Because, you know, they're going to need bodies. They need guys. But seriously, I mean, you have Chase Young or you have a number of picks.
And then Matt Rhule, Choppy's number one pick. I've been doing a lot of Matt Rhule homework here over the past week. It sounds like, now he said before the Baylor Bowl game, they lost it yesterday to Georgia, that he's probably going back to school. He has to say that so kids still play for him out there on the field. It sounds like the New York Giants are absolutely in love. They're infatuated. And whatever culture change he sees fit, you know, maybe he would go and get five computer guys instead of four. More on that in a second from their Fred Flintstone
Fossil.
General manager, God. Dave Gettleman. In fact, let's just play that, Troy.
Software guys. We got software guys.
This is Dave Gettleman, who survived the firing of Pat Shurmur on the Giants' advancement in analytics.
So over time, since I got here, we have regenerated, we have rebooted, so to speak, and done a lot of things behind the scenes that needed to be done. We've completely redone our scouting situation, how we look at college personnel, how we look at pro personnel. We have, we're in the process of, we've hired 4 computer folks, software, and we are completely redoing our back end of our college and pro scouting systems.
Throwing in computer puns as well.
We hired 4 computer folks, software guys.
Good Lord.
What'd you go, Geek Squad? What'd you do there? What's going on?
Holy crap. And they're still farther ahead of us.
Yes, we have 2 of them.
We don't employ anyone. We don't use analytics whatsoever. So that's Dave Gettleman talking about computer folks.
That's amazing. We've hired 4 computer folks.
We just swapped out a fax machine. You know, we're going to try this email thing. We're going to go ahead and do that. But Matt Rhule, man, everything, you got me hyped up on him. I want no part of that. He worked with Gettleman back in the day. He's from that area.
Yeah.
It's just sounding like that is imminent.
So he is, you talk to anybody who has been, in that, around Philadelphia where he was at Temple, they are in love with him. Like, they are in love with him up there. And I've always had a thing for Matt Rhule. I wanted him at Tennessee before they decided to go in a different direction, in the wrong direction. 6 years ago, I wanted Matt Rhule. This guy's a good coach. He takes talent in Baylor, which is good but not great, and he turns them into really good players. Like, he wins at the level you would have with NFL guys. They don't have talent advantages at Baylor. Okay, he has to beat guys that are as talented or more talented than him all the time. He's got two-star guys.
Here's the 2 things I love about him. Number one, he's been a position coach for everything.
Defense, offense, everything.
Quarterback, running back, wide out, tight end, O-line, D-line, linebacker, special teams. That's Belichick. Belichick knows all positions. It's not just one person, right? You put your fingerprints all over the football team. So that's one thing, his versatility. Number 2, obviously what he did at Baylor. And then number 3, I love that he said no to the Jets. It always amazes me, these people who are sought after and people are desperate to hire, who walk in. Like Ron Rivera, I could easily make fun of Ron Rivera today. Like, you're Ron Rivera. You can go get hired anywhere. Why did you go to the Redskins? Why did you go to one of the 3 worst organizations in all of sports? Not the NFL. All of sports. What assurances, what guarantees did you have? You have to sit down with Dan Snyder and you have to have a list of questions. Like the next Cowboys coach saying, what truth is there to your interference? Why haven't you won here? You got to put the owner on the hot seat. Why did you keep Bruce Allen around forever? How do I know you're not going to interfere with me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to prove to me I'm the hot commodity. You have to prove to me that you are going to stay out of my way, that I got all the keys. Same thing for Josh McDaniels if he goes to the Browns. Matt Rhule turned down the Browns interview. Last year he turned down the Jets because they're like, no, you got to go ahead and hire, keep some of our hires. You got to maintain some of the staff that's already here. And he said no, and I don't understand why more people don't do that.
Yeah, I love that.
They're too desperate for the title.
Yeah, he's like, I'm bringing my guys, and if you don't like my guys, then I'm not going to do that to my guys. That's how you build loyalty, and that's in part what he's doing. You know, with Rivera, I heard a lot of people say, maybe his father's military. He lived in D.C. for a little bit as a kid. He just wanted to be in D.C., I don't know, man. The Redskins are a team you stay the heck away from.
Yes.
Like, if you're sought after the way he was, I mean, he could have waited. He probably could have had this job. He probably could have had the Giants job if he wanted it. But why the Redskins? It just didn't make a whole lot of sense. But, yeah, I'm with you. I respected what Matt Rhule did. I thought that was a good thing for him.
So Chris Richard is going to interview with the Giants for their head coaching vacancy today. I hate to say this, but it's what I really think. And I've always thought the whole thing was pretty, insulting. It sounds like a Rooney Rule requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this whole thing, I get the intent, the motivation was there, but it's insulting.
Yeah. I mean, it's worked before. You had guys who interviewed for the job who were there only because they were Rooney Rule, like Todd Bowles was one. And you just dominate the interview process. They're like, holy cow, let's interview this, hire
like
this guy.
Eric Bieniemy is, going to a bunch of these different jobs. Good for, I guess, experience to know what it's like to sit down in one of these formal interviews, but no one thinks Chris Richard is getting the Giants job. I'll apologize and take back my, criticism of the Rooney Rule if Richard is hired, but no one thinks that that's the case, right?
No, nobody. I don't think so. I think it's clearly a Rooney Rule requirement.
All right, Doug Marrone's coming back. Doug Marrone is returning to Jacksonville. John Dorsey's out in Cleveland, so it's not just the head coach Freddie Kitchens. John Dorsey had 2 years left on his deal after building the roster that probably got the biggest Madden play increase. I know from Roy, at least, it did in the offseason. The star-studded roster, all the talents.
He built it.
And John Dorsey, gone. They couldn't agree on a restructuring.
Yeah. Now, this is the Browns in a nutshell.
They're searching for their 12th head coach and 10th GM since returning to the NFL in 99.
That crazy.
12th? Look what you're doing to Baker already.
Yeah.
Look at the turnover for Baker.
Absolutely.
Hugh, Freddie, GMs. I mean, you're setting them up for a failure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is why the Browns are a bad organization. They have no patience. I mean, just stick something out.
This Haslam guy, man.
He's nuts. Him and his wife, Dee, are crazy. And you want to know why my college football program's in the crapper? Because Jimmy Haslam runs it. Yeah. There you go. That's why. They are insane.
Yeah, I'm seeing Dee Haslam, the wife, in all these press releases. Like, I had a good conversation with Jimmy and Dee, and it's like she's in there, like, advising.
Well, he's in court all the time. Get sued.
The Giants are set to interview Mike McCarthy. So a lot of Cowboy fans have been asking, why no Mike McCarthy? There's a really cool piece from NFL.com on McCarthy and all his adjustments and trying to get up to date and hiring some computer folks to go ahead and study the way that the league has changed. And he's got his own staff already reviewing film in his house. So he's interviewing with the Browns, the Giants. He's already met twice with the Panthers. Mike McCarthy sounds like he's getting a job.
If you're Mike McCarthy and you're the only coach out there that has a Super Bowl championship, are you going to go to Carolina?
I think Mike McCarthy may have to be one of those guys who has to take what job he can get.
Maybe.
Because Ron Rivera is going to be more sought after. Lincoln Riley, you think, is going to be more sought after. Maybe Urban Meyer is going to be more sought after. Matt Rule is going to be more sought after. You know, and then Mike McCarthy kind of lands in that, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it just feels like McCarthy is a settle hire.
Well, I'll tell you, I think a lot of people would love it here.
I don't think so, man. It feels like McCarthy had some old school to him, or he underachieved with Aaron Rodgers.
He definitely had old school to him. He definitely did. But there's a whole story about, you know, like you said, like he's trying to rebuild himself and rebrand himself and learn the new ways of the NFL and the
trying
modern
to evolve.
Analytics. Trying to. And maybe it's worked, you know. But like
his last 4 years in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, 10-6, 10-6, 7-9, fired at 4-7-1.
Yeah. And
I mean, that's nothing special.
It's nothing special. There is nothing special about that. Aaron had some injuries in
and
those.
He was fighting with his quarterback.
And he
too.
Was fighting with his quarterback. Now, we've figured out that Aaron fights with just about everybody close to him.
Yes.
So, by the way, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to all the show. I was talking to the computer folk behind these scenes up here. You're talking about Mike McCarthy. Adam Schefter tweeting out this morning that he will interview today with the Cleveland Browns and tomorrow with the Giants.
Cleveland has requested interviews with everybody.
I'm going to Cleveland.
Everybody is interviewing with the Browns. The Dolphins, old school cowboy callback, hired Chan Gailey as their offensive coordinator.
Hey, all right. Yes. Coming out of retirement.
Did any of you guys cover the Chan Gailey tenure?
No, tried not to.
And what do you remember from it? So the Ravens, of course, have the hot names. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, our good buddy, said, don't totally rule out Greg Roman as a Cowboy connection, but their DC, Don Wink Martindale, he is becoming a candidate, and his top choice of offensive coordinator is the wonder kid from LSU, Joe Brady. So apparently that is a package deal. Joe Brady bringing a lot of Sean Payton's Saints offense to LSU. Joe Burrow, Heisman, destruction to Oklahoma. So Wink Martindale and Joe Brady, Ian Rappaport says, combo package.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you, I hear the Greg Roman stuff.
Yeah, I saw you yell at that on Twitter.
I'm out. Do we have Lamar Jackson?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Do we have
he's got great run concepts though.
Oh yeah, great run concepts. Holy cow. So we had great run concepts too, right? Like Zeke was pretty good here under the old regime. Or I'm sorry, the current regime.
Yeah.
Because it's still here.
Zeke undercover had a great statistical year. Again,
just what you want. You want to like?
I agree with you. This is. I'm trying to think of a nicer word than gimmick.
Yeah,
but it's not.
It's not. You can't duplicate it. No,
unduplicatable.
He had. So these are the guys he's had. He had Lamar. He had Tyrod, and Colin Kaepernick. And Dak doesn't run as well as any of them.
Right.
So why do you think he can duplicate it?
Right.
They're just different players. Dak is more, he's a more athletic Ben Roethlisberger with a worse arm.
Yep.
You know, so like, why would you think you could duplicate Lamar Jackson with Dak Prescott? They're different guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.